Holy Spirit scriptures, every person has a small measure of the Spirit of God, which anonymously reasons with them to depart from their evil ways. If we persistently heed the light and word in our hearts that reproves us, then we receive more of his Spirit, eventually being freed from all sin and seeing Jesus and him bring us our salvation and eternal life. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, "You men of Judea and all you who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to my words. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all men, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy." Acts 2:14-18, but the manifestation of Tihi Spirit is given to every man to benefit all. 1 Cor 12:7, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and how to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Tit 2:11-12, this man came as a witness, to bear witness to the light, so that all men might believe through it the light, Christ, which is the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. John 1:7-9, there are three different stages of Holy Spirit reception, aside from when the Holy Spirit was poured on all mankind at Pentecost and the Spirit or light given to all men. 1. A gift of the Holy Spirit. 2. The sealing of the Holy Spirit. And 3. The baptism of the Holy Spirit. The following scriptures show the operations of the Holy Spirit. The promises from Jesus are, "The Holy Spirit or Comforter or Spirit of Truth will teach you about sin and righteousness, lead you into all truth, and teach you all things. If you get quiet, listen, think on the name of Jesus, hear and obey." You can memorize the entire Bible, and you will not know the truth because the Bible only testifies about the truth. The Bible is not the truth, Jesus is the truth, and the Bible is not Jesus. If you don't hear his voice, you are still lost in your sins. John 16:7-11, if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong, reprove all men concerning sin, and concerning righteousness, and concerning judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world in every man has been condemned. John 16:7-8, if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong, reprove all men concerning sin and concerning righteousness and concerning judgment. Every man has his day of visitation from the Holy Spirit when he hears the Lord's quiet and anonymous reproofs. Those who do not believe him, his words of reproof, remain in condemnation. But if a man heeds his reproofs, the Lord pours his Spirit and words on him, Pro 20:23-33, teaching a man how to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Ta then finally judge a man, gathering his wheat, his works of love, energized and motivated by operational faith, into the barn and burning up the chaff, works of sin, with unquenchable fire, the Holy Spirit's baptism of death, ta the selfish spirit of Satan in a man. John 16:9, of sin, because they do not believe in me. As every man has his day of visitation from the Holy Spirit, they have heard the Lord's counsel and rejected it in disbelief. Therefore they have continued in sin. They did not believe the truth that they heard anonymously spoken to them. When man seeks God by waiting on him in humble silence, the Holy Spirit shows a man the secret sins of his heart. The Holy Spirit has to teach a man about sin. Until then, his heart is veiled, with no idea how deep he is enslaved to sin. The same grace that shows a man his sins cleanses and purges the sins away. John 16:10, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Jesus' righteousness is revealed to us by the Holy Spirit so that we will practice righteousness, just as Jesus practices it. Let no man deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. 1 John 3:7, John 16:11, of judgment, because the ruler of this world in every man has been condemned. The spirit of Satan is in every man's heart, making man is a slave to sin until the Lord gradually purifies a man. And then upon his second appearance in your heart, when he brings salvation to those hoping and waiting for him, He bruises Satan under your feet and slays him with the brightness of his coming. 2 Cor 4, 6 Heb 9, 28 Rom 16, 20 2 These 2 8 John 16, 13, 14 However, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. And he will show you things to come. If you listen and obey the voice of the truth, your soul is purified by obedience to the truth. 1 Peter 1, 22 John 14, 26 But the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit and whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. If a man will go to the Holy Spirit to listen in silence, he will eventually hear, then he must obey to learn all things and all truth. 1 John 2, 27 But the anointing that you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need any man to teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. 1 John 2:20 But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Eventually, you will know all things, as promised. It is a cross to a man's will to sit silently, struggling to keep his mind from wandering. It is a cross to a man's will to obey what he is commanded and taught by the Holy Spirit. This is the cross of which you must deny yourself and pick it up every day to then follow Jesus. To follow is to obey. You cannot be his disciple unless you pick up your cross daily and follow his orders. Salvation is only received by those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes, who obey completely the voice of the Lord in whatever he commands. Jesus said, "There is only one thing needed." Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word. Luke 10, 39-42, "The words I speak to you are spirit and they are life-giving." John 6, 63. The words you read or hear someone read and speak are not spirit and they do not give life. But the words spoken by the Spirit transmit and impart the life of God, Jesus, to be engrafted into your heart. John 20, 22 And when had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." But this is not the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is referenced below. Acts 2, 33 Therefore he was exalted to the right hand of God, and received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, which he has poured out this day, which you now see and hear. Acts 2, 38 Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for release from the bondage of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 8, 15 When they had arrived, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Acts 8, 17 Then Peter and John laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Acts 8, 19 saying, "Simon, give me also this power so that when I lay my hands on someone, he may receive the Holy Spirit." Acts 19, 2, he said to them, "Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed?" And they said to him, "We have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." 1 Corinthians 6, 19 What? "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own." 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I would not have you ignorant. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, 9 To another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14, 1 Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. To prophesy is to speak to men with words from the Spirit for edification, exhortation, and comfort. 1 Cor 14, 3 1 Corinthians 14, 12 Even so with you. Since you're zealous for spiritual gifts, seek what will allow you to excel in the edifying of the church. But I say to you, for every idle non-edifying word that men speak, they will give an account of the same in the day of judgment. Matt 12, 36 Hebrews 2, For God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, and with many miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. Below are the references to the sealing of the Holy Spirit. F1, 12-13 That we, who first trusted in Christ, should be to the praise of his glory. In whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation. In whom after you believed, you were also sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. This is to hear God the word of truth. Tell you, in whom you believed, the good news of your coming salvation. This scripture speaks of the interim reward of seeking, like when you hear the Lord say to you, "I have placed before you an open door which no one can shut," Rev 3, 8, and when you receive a measure of his Spirit, the sealing or earnest deposit of the true baptism to come. Notice, One, he says this sealing has been long promised, long awaited, after you have first believed, and two, you have heard from God himself of your coming salvation. 2 Cor 5:5 God, who also has given to us the earnest down payment of the Spirit. The seal of the Holy Spirit is the pledge, the down payment of the final promise, the union that is coming. See the interim reward for more information. When you have suffered enough in the crucifixion and have passed the test, S. Christ will give you more of his Spirit, O, happy day. It is here that we hear the good news of our future salvation and receive the earnest deposit down payment of the Holy Spirit of promise to come in full. 2 Cor 1:22 Who has also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Acts 5:32 The Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. Your sealing of the Holy Spirit comes after you have shown obedience to the commands heard from the Lord speaking to you, and after you have been tested and passed. Now you will know that Christ resides in you, but not yet fully in control, unless you have been tested and been reprobated, tested, failed. But even if you have been tested and failed, you can still recover to be tested again by listening, hearing, and obeying over time. From the word of the Lord within, without obedience you have nothing. Sorry, there are not wild cards in the camp. Everyone is expecting Jesus to be their excuse. No man is promoted or excused that repeats sin. You are without excuse, O man. People must stand the price for their very brazen behavior. All men are without excuse. If I were silent, they would have an excuse. Every man has heard the call to repent. I've warned them and given them the requirements and preached the exclusions. They should not expect anything else or conclusion. The way is clear. Listen and obey. Obedience leads to restoration of life. Ephesians 4:30 And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you are sealed unto the day of redemption. By obedience you receive the seal of the Holy Spirit, but you are still not redeemed. George Fox writes of when you are redeemed. Men are justified by the believing, and in the faith and by the faith, and in believing they overcome and have victory. And there are mortification and sanctification and redemption and justification, all possessed together in the one, which is Christ, and this to the particular satisfaction. Notice, first you have to be obedient to the commands heard from the Lord. Then you will receive the seal of the Holy Spirit, which is the earnest down payment of the final reward. Until the day of redemption, when you receive the fullness of Christ, you are purified, you are redeemed from all iniquity, Christ appears in your heart, you receive deliverance from sin, salvation, and you enter the kingdom of heaven. Note, this is a journey of spiritual progress, which ends in redemption and salvation. The below references are to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The true baptism of the Holy Spirit, the only one needed, circumcises the heart by plunging down sin and iniquity and puts off the body of death and sins of the flesh, so that we are without sin, a baptism into the death of Christ. F4:5 One Lord, one faith, one baptism, the true baptism of the Holy Spirit, the only one needed, circumcises the heart, by plunging down sin and iniquity, and puts off the body of death and sins of the flesh so that we are without sin, a baptism into the death of Christ, the baptism of fire and death. Matt 3:11-12 I indeed baptize you with water to repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to carry. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge the floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. The Lord separates the wheat from the chaff, the precious from the vile. The wheat is the words of life that he has spoken to you, which words are grafted into your heart aform Christ within. The chaff is your selfish, sinful nature off its lusts, affections, and pride, which after separation is then burnt to oblivion by the devouring fire and everlasting burnings of Jesus, the pure word of life, which is fire. This is the baptism of death, the final step before a translation into the kingdom of God, to be there while on earth and then forever. Acts 1:8 But you will receive power, after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. The disciples had already received the Holy Spirit when Jesus breathed on them, John 20:22, and told them to go to Jerusalem and wait for power. So Jesus is speaking of the Holy Spirit's baptism of fire and death yet to come upon the disciples. Romans 6:4 Therefore we were buried with him by baptism into death, So as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Like the resurrection of Lazarus, after you undergo the baptism of death, the Lord calls you by name to come forth and be raised with him into a newness of life. Burial, baptism into death, being raised with him, and newness of life are not to be imagined, assumed, or presumed. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Cor 5:17. From the word of God within, the new life is as radically different as a man who has lived underground his whole life, suddenly coming above ground to see the sun, the sky, the plants, the animals, the wind, the stars. 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we are Jews or Gentiles, whether we are bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Colossians 2:9-12. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom you also will be circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision performed by Christ, buried with him in baptism, of fire and death, not water, in which also you will be raised with him through your belief in the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. You must have fellowship with Christ in his sufferings. 1 Pet 4:12-13. If you will reign with him, you must suffer with him. 2 Tim 2:12. If you will live with him, you must die with him. 2 Tim 2:11. And if you die with him, you must be buried with him. Rom 6:4. And being buried with him in the true baptism, you also rise with him. Col 2:12-F2:6. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.